Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is WWJ All Local.
The cost of borrowing money is not going up, but it's not going down either. WWJ Business Editor Murray Feldman joins us live with the details on the latest decision by the Federal Reserve. Murray?
And that decision just came out, Tony. This is the seventh time the Fed has met and decided to leave interest rates unchanged. The financial world has been waiting to see when the Fed will begin to cut interest rates, but the Federal Reserve has given us indications it would not come at this meeting, and of course it hasn't. Inflation's still higher than they want to see it. At the end of last year, economists expected maybe 6 rate cuts this year. When inflation ticked up in January, they changed that to maybe 3 cuts. Now we've seen higher inflation every month this year, and some economists are saying maybe we'll only get 1 cut at the end of the year, or maybe none at all. We may get some clarity on all of this when the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell begins to speak. It'll happen within the hour, and we'll be following it for you. Reporting live, Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
All right, thank you, Murray. Meanwhile, it's a mixed bag as several car makers release their April sales reports today.
Toyota leading the industry with sales up 14%, but their sales were depressed by low inventories last year at this time. Honda sales were up slightly, the Korean brands and Mazda down slightly. J.D. Power analyst Tyson Jomini says the overall industry is trending up a little.
Now, most automakers will see a very minor increase in their retail sales this year. Driven in part by rising inventories and, slightly better prices for consumers.
Jomini says retail sales, those to customers at dealerships, are up, but fleet sales took a significant dip in April. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
WWJ News Time, it's 2:05. One of the area's largest malls will be closing soon. WWJ's Darrellyn Horn joins us live with the details on this story. Good afternoon, Darrellyn.
Tony, not sure if you can hear me.
I can hear you. You are okay. Up and running, Darrellyn.
Yes, so Lakeside Mall will no longer be, and officials say the last day to shop here is July 1st. Now, the place will be redeveloped into a mixed-use center of housing, parks, a hotel, office spaces, retail outlets, dining, and much more. Kathleen lives about 45 minutes away from here and comes here often to shop at Macy's, so as you can imagine, she's sad to see this go.
I hate to see it close down. I know that there's been a lot of change the way people shop. And so a lot of the stores don't have the inventory because everybody buys everything online. I've seen it when it was packed back in the early 80s.
Yeah, so the groundbreaking for Lakeside Town Center is scheduled for late 2025. And if you want to see renderings of the new Lakeside development, you can find them at WWJNewsRadio.com. Live from Sterling Heights, Darrellyn Horn, WWJ News Radio 950.
All right, thank you, Darrellyn. President Biden is heading to Michigan this month. as he'll be the keynote speaker of one of the NAACP's biggest annual events.
This year marks the 69th annual Fight for Freedom Fund dinner in Detroit, scheduled for Sunday, May the 19th at Huntington Place. And announcing President Biden's keynote address was NAACP President Dr. Reverend Wendell Anthony.
Democracy, in our view, is on the table. I don't know what it takes to understand that, that our freedom is at stake, that people want to push us back 50 and 100 years, and I ain't going back. We fought too hard and too long for that.
In addition to the president's visit, outgoing Michigan Congresswoman Debbie Stabenow will also be honored. John Hewitt, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Protests continue today on college campuses all across the country as students call for their university's divestment from Israeli companies and a free Palestine. Police have clashed with protesters in both California and New York. Closer to home, in Ann Arbor, students are holding a May Day rally for Palestine.
House Majority Floor Leader State Representative Abraham Ayesh stopped by pre-dawn to visit with some students at the Encampment for Gaza Divest Now on the Diag in the center of University of Michigan campus. He called theirs a peaceful exercise in democracy.
The folks that are asking for divestment are peaceful. There are some that will try to come agitate and disrespect and insult those that are just exercising their First Amendment rights. They're the ones that are disturbing that peace. They're the ones that are inciting some of that violence. And it's been disappointing.
Representative Ives says he's proud of the University of Michigan students standing up for their beliefs, adding there's much to be done similarly in Lansing. From Ann Arbor, Mike Campbell, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Thousands of people across Metro Detroit are no longer able to watch the Tigers on TV. WWJ's Jackie Page has more.
Xfinity customers lost Bally Sports Detroit last night, meaning that they can't watch Tigers games anymore. Comcast and Diamond Sports, which operates Bally, have not been able to extend their contract. Tigers games will be unavailable for the time being until the two sides can come to an agreement. But, of course, you can listen to the Tigers over on 97.1 The Ticket and, of course, our free Odyssey app.
In a statement, the Tigers say they have no voice in this matter, but are hopeful the two sides will come to an agreement as soon as possible. A longtime staple of downtown Detroit's cultural scene is getting a $125 million makeover. On Tuesday, the City Council approved an $80 million nonprofit bonds arrangement that allows for the expansion of the music hall to move forward. The remaining $45 million will come from private funding. An artist's rendering of the project shows a glass-encased seven-story building alongside the original nearly 100-year-old building. The development will also include a 2,000-capacity performance venue, music academy, rooftop club, and a Detroit Music Walk of Fame. Groundbreaking is set to take place this summer. Construction is set to be completed by December of 2026. May 1st means it's officially the start of No Mow May, an effort to look after the environment by skipping out on mowing the lawn. Metro Detroit communities everywhere are suspending their grass code enforcement to support the movement, Ferndale included. City Manager Joe Gaccio says the effort gets more popular each and every year.
The Sustainability Commission is mostly concerned with preserving, you know, our early season flowers, promoting pollinator environment, and that's been an issue that's been important for the city as long as I've been here.
Metro Detroiters who participate say growing your grass out lets pollen-producing plants increase nectar for bees.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune to AM 950. Follow WWJ on our Odyssey app or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.